Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions, to find out more about something, or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. Mazda is a mark that we often underestimate. When you think Japanese cars, you go to Toyota and Honda in your head, and you forget the Mazdas and the Mitsubishis and the Subarus. But from their sublime MX-5 in the Mazda stable to the family SUV, talking of which, I just returned the excellent Mazda CX-5. And this is the review of that, and the spoiler is, I loved it. The car is pretty spacious, and it's clever with, however, a few quirks. You have 121 kilowatts and 213 newton meters available in the front wheel drive autobox. It's quick enough without being exhilarating. I didn't love the engine note when pushed harder, but it is unobtrusive enough in regular driving. The gearbox at times feels like the top end could be a little bit longer, and Mazda claims 6.9 liters per 100 kilometers from the 2-liter engine. I achieved 8.4. Pretty respectable. It does 0 to 100 in just over 10 seconds. I would like to see a more powerful power plant in this car, though, although the average buyer probably won't care, and neither should you. What you do get is a competent, spacious, and well-built family car with some very nice additions like a proper heads-up display. And curiously with this one, it's one of the few that I've driven that show your blind spot warnings. Most cars that have blind spot warning indicators just put it in the mirrors here. It was in the heads-up, hard to miss, good addition. The addition I had on test had this and a Bose sound system with a curious display, which I have to say I didn't love. This huge, well-lit and detailed display itself isn't the issue. It's the twisty wheel you need to manipulate it with. You see, Mazda doesn't, as a brand, doesn't believe in touch screens. Now, this may be a good policy when the vehicle is in motion to avoid distraction, but not so much when it's stopped. Setting your Apple CarPlay without touch is a royal pain. It also has another curiosity, a holder for your phone with wireless charging. And this is the curious bit, it's forward-facing, which doesn't allow you to view the phone screen. Now, this part of it is good. It needs the phone placed on a little ridge, and the ridge doesn't hold the phone under spirited driving conditions, and the phone invariably falls off the charging position to a spot which is only a couple of centimeters away. And that's not a deal breaker, but it's unnecessarily annoying nonetheless. Now, I love the AutoSmart Bright headlights at this price point. So they're really good. What this does, instead of having to dim when there's oncoming traffic, the car chooses to dim sections of the forward view and preserves your oncoming traffic. And just like the heads up, at this price point, that's really surprising. And you also get collision avoidance and lane keeping, but sadly not adaptive cruise control. At pricing from 664,800 Rand, the 2-liter I represents some serious value with a brand known for its reliability. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels and the podcast at fmr.co.za.